The Week That Was, sponsored by Tusculum Body Shop.
Tusculum Body Shop is Greene County's oldest collision repair facility, local family-owned and operated and in business since 1963. They offer over 100 years combined experience teamed with the latest in technology and repair techniques to serve their customers. All of their repairs come with a limited lifetime warranty, and they accept all insurance and self-pay methods. They are conveniently located at 392 South Ruth Taylor Road between Highway 11E and Old Irwin Highway in Greenville. Come see them for all of your auto body needs.
It was on Wednesday that the Second Harvest Food Bank in Greene County got together for a food giveaway to thousands of Greene Countyans after the SNAP cutbacks. Second Harvest Executive Director is Rhonda Chafin and talked about the effort by Greene County, but knowing their history with Hurricane Helene, she wasn't surprised.
Now we're in even a more expanded disaster, the disaster of people not having enough food to eat for them and their family, specifically SNAP that they depend on. I mean, food stamps created decades ago to help our United States citizens have enough to eat so that we didn't have hunger and malnutrition here in the United States. And now we have a breakdown in that support. Second Harvest Food Bank and Feeding and the Feeding America Network, it's all on our shoulders. And we're resilient, we're strong. We're going to work as hard as we can to make sure that our citizens in every county in the United States has access to food, but we need help in doing it because it's a big problem. Just in this region, $10 million comes to Northeast Tennessee a month to help feed people. $10 million of benefits that did not come in November.
Rhonda Chafin with Second Harvest Food Bank. Tomorrow on The Week Ahead, we'll tell you about how we, more fortunate, can help out others. Radio Greenville News told you Friday about the completion of some street paving in Greenville. Road repair has been continuing in the county as well since Hurricane Helene, but Assistant Road Superintendent Gary Rector says Mother Nature's forecast will soon slow that down.
Several roads fixed back. Still working on some. Of course, winter's a big catch. We're going to shut the point down here for too much longer. But we're going to get all we can done between now and then.
Gary Rector with Radio Greenville News at the Republican Party meeting on Monday, the night he announced officially he will be running for road superintendent, as the current superintendent, Kevin Swatzel, will not be seeking re-election. But Swatzel's son, Reverend E.J. Swatzel, will be running for a Greene County Commission seat in the 4th District. Bill Dabbs also announced that evening he would be seeking re-election to his 4th District County Commission seat. And Register of Deeds Karen Ottinger and Trustee Nathan Holt telling Radio Greenville News they, as well, will be seeking re-election in 2026. Tomorrow, The Week Ahead, for The Week That Was, sponsored by Tusculum Body Shop. I'm Bobby Ryder, Radio Greenville News.